Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
From the United Kingdom, where I basically ran a sneak attack in the information war against the Red Coat Capital, or Airstrip 1, the capital of the Kingdom of Oceania of 1984. I flew out Thursday night, got there Friday afternoon, and was there really a little bit less than 3 days, flew out in the morning yesterday on Monday on the 1st of August 2005. Amazing trip. We got so many powerful interviews. David Shaler, MI5 agent, said more than he's ever said to a newspaper or ever said on this radio show about government involvement in the terror attacks in the past and the present. I went to the house of former Blair cabinet member Michael Meacher there in London, and he revealed more than he's ever revealed. There in his study, there in his den, as I interviewed him for several hours. And we talked to people on the ground. We talked over the phone, email, and in person, with bus drivers and city workers about government complicity in the attacks. There was just so much. And then they passed a law banning basically free speech and demonstrations. But that doesn't take effect until just a couple days from now. And so we were there in the middle of the last days of being able to protest at, outside Parliament. And one of the people who's been taken to court by the government had this gigantic bullhorn. He's also been taken to jail. And so I had a chance to sit there, I mean, right up against the gates of Parliament with the biggest. I didn't know they made bullhorns this big. The thing's about 4 feet long, about 2 feet wide, gigantic battery pack. I mean, it was just super powerful, blasting, taking over 10 Downing Street, taking over Parliament, thousands of people looking at us. The police panicked, came over and basically threatened to arrest us and gave me some type of ticket. And, of course, the day before that, the police threatened to arrest us for just talking to people calmly on the street. We've got video of all of that. And, of course, CAFTA passed. We're going to talk about that. That passed last Thursday. At the same time, major evidence is coming out. See, people were going, oh, Alex, you talked about drills on the morning of 7-7 to smokescreen the government op. But, oh, look, now they found the bombers. Why, that proves. I said, that proves nothing, of course. They have provocateur patsies. The first operation looks like bombs already planted and people taking part in some type of drill. And then the second wave looks like, I said early on, criminal types hired to do it, and then that's what's coming out, and that their controller is a known MI6 asset being protected right now. Always the same. Look, we've got these people figured out. So we stayed the course with our analysis. Every indicator says that it was government operations. Believe me, I wish it was Muslims. I wish it was lone, turbaned idiots. I wish that it was just a few ragtag people. That's a lot less scary than our government, than our governments. Okay, but I'm sorry, it is the government. Believe me, I'm sorry. Believe me, I wish it was a few dozen ragtag morons, killers, fanatics. It's not. In every case, it's the New World Order. They have the motive, after all. And now the evidence is ironclad. No debating it. The London bombings and duds are all a government op. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There
code is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law, 1-888-253-3139, or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, I am fresh back from the United Kingdom. We engaged in a lightning blitzkrieg raid in the information war into the heart of the Redcoats. It is a city of death. It is a city of evil. It is a city of Lucifer. I have never seen more Illuminati symbolism. I have never seen more open worship of death. I have never seen more open Satanism. The entire place looks like the inside of the Skull and Bones tomb. I mean, open, giant black obelisks that say, "Oh, glorious death, the secret brotherhood of death, oh, Mithra." Now, we're talking about stuff built in the last 60 years that says that. And always the goddess Mithra, riding a chariot, victorious, looks down on a giant obelisk. It's all over the city. And I said, watch, you'll continue to see Mithra looking down on obelisk, and it'll always be a war memorial, and it'll say sacrifice on it, and it did indeed say that everywhere. So there's material that I'm going to put in a film about the occult that I'm already working on. And then there's all the evidence of government involvement in the bombings, the latest wave, and of course the bombings of 7/7, a little under a month ago. And then there's the attack on free speech in the police state, reading in their papers how they were banning free speech starting in about a week. going to Parliament where they're banning free speech in the streets of London. No more protesting unless, you know, they give specific authorization for, say, 15 minutes a day. Then they say what you can say. And having a chance to talk to the people who are being shut out and having a chance to talk on their bullhorn and bullhorn Parliament and have the police threaten to arrest us. All that video is going up. I interviewed MI5 agent Michael Meacher. He said more than he's ever said on this broadcast. He said more than he's ever said in a newspaper. MI5 agent David Shaler. And then we interviewed former member of the Blair cabinet and member of Parliament, Michael Meacher. You got to forgive me. I feel great, but at the same time, I'm a bit dingy. I didn't sleep for a day and a half. You know, I left Thursday afternoon, couldn't sleep on the way over, you know, in my luxurious coach accommodations on the 777, sardine between two people. Got over there at noon, worked until 1 in the morning interviewing David Shaler, MI5, and people on the streets and going to the bombing sites and being threatened with arrest. Then I slept 6 hours after 2 days. Literally, and just with a couple cups of coffee, I'm kind of proud of myself. Of course, the young Watson and his brother didn't whine too much till the third day. They still need their baby sleep. They're kind of young whippersnappers compared to me, but I had them dragging their hind ends by the end of it, but they did a wonderful job. And so basically from sun up till late in the early morning hours, we worked like yeomen. And it's just a huge story. Paul's going to be writing 3 or 4 articles over the next couple days. He's already written one for PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com concerning our exploits there. And his brother, Steve, who I never got a chance to meet in person, just a fabulous individual who works for Prison Planet and Infowars.net. He did just a fabulous job while we were there, and just great fellas. Of course, the horrible news is that CAFTA passed. But the good news is, I mean, we predicted it would pass because if 80%+ of the people are against it, I mean, it's going to pass. You know, most of us are against gun control, so it passes. Most of us are against open borders, so it's in place, open borders. Most of us are against the national ID card, so it passes. Almost all of us are against UNESCO, so Bush signs on to it. Almost all Republicans and Democrats were against Alberto Gonzalez, so he's your attorney general. Almost everyone was against it, like 90-something percent. Normally people are 80%, but it was 90-plus percent of the American people were against the new Freedom Initiative for psychological testing, for psychological drugging, written up by the drug companies. Now going into place, but they did it. The good news is that most states are saying no to the implementation of new Freedom. A lot of states are starting to say no to the implementation of the national ID card. People all over the country, states are saying no to gun control and passing laws against it. There's counter laws against gun control very close to passing Congress. People are pulling their children out of the public schools by the millions every year. We've gone from, 90%+ of people, 95% vaccinating their children down to, 65%? Percent in the last 3 years, and the numbers are accelerating towards almost everyone refusing if these numbers continue for another 2 years in the same trend. People are waking up everywhere. You talk about government-sponsored terror and government having the motive now. Folks are awake and are concerned. But listen, our government says they're going to implement CAFTA. Well, they're going to have a problem. Because the Central American Agreement on Tariffs and Trade is dead on arrival. Almost all of the Central American countries, unless you're talking about Panama, which is a puppet dictatorship run by the globalists, they're saying, no, we're not going to do this. This is not good for our country or our people. It's only good for multinational corporations that are not free market. So what's our government going to have a deal with? You know, they got NAFTA with Mexico in 1994. And 10-plus years later, we see the aftermath of NAFTA. And in NAFTA, folks, I've read the subsections they've got Codex Alimentarius. You know, they say in there they're going to restrict vitamins and minerals. As you know, I've read the subsection on air. I even heard a guest on Derry Brownfield's last Thursday before I left town. Or was it last Wednesday reading the subsection out of NAFTA? I'd forgotten that. Here was his guest on, I think Paragon Foundation, several others, guest reading, this was in there. I scribbled it down in the car. I forget the subsection. The point is that we've read the subsection. I was probably 8 years ago on air, and then I heard it being read again last week. Oh, yeah, I'd forgotten. They passed Codex Alimentarius, or the enacting clause for it, and even named it by name, back in 1994. Has it been implemented? Well, Bill Clinton tried to when it was passed. Remember the big stink back in 93, 94 when they tried to do it and people said no? So let them come. Let the Redcoats come to Lexington and Concord. Let them try to take our guns. Let them try to take our property. Let them in mass try to take our children. Let them try to take our birthright. They've gotten a lot of their agenda through, but people are waking up now. So they can sit up there in their ivory towers all day long and say that we don't have the right to do anything. But we still have these God-given rights. You know, I'll use this parallel, I'll use this example, I'll use this analogy until the cows come home, because it's the best one out there. Just because the government said black people weren't humans doesn't make it so, and doesn't mean they had to bend down and put the chain around their neck and pull the plow. Just because the government of Julius Caesar said that Germans were slaves and owned by Rome and had no rights didn't mean they weren't human beings. And didn't mean they didn't have a right to fight against the centurions and their minions. So government can say it's God again, but it's not God. And let me tell you something. England, like nowhere else in Europe, has this worship of the monarchy. And to really experience it, this time, to really get the gist of it, to go to the Tower and hear them badmouth William Wallace, and they got a giant spike at the entrance to the City of London when you go across the main river into the City of London, the old city. They have a gigantic, like, 100-something-foot spike commemorating the destruction and torture and how they ripped his guts out and burned his guts in front of him and chopped his head off, and to go to the Tower and hear the royal guards bragging how they killed William Wallace and literally worshiping the Queen. And Paul Watson said, this makes me sick, because we went there to cover the torture room. And this woman turns around and goes, how dare you not love your heritage? As if your heritage is licking the boots of a small hereditary clique of scum. That's not what it is to be British. Or to be of the tribes of the Scotties, the Scottish were originally called the Scotties, or the Picts, or any of those people. So just to see it, you know, I'm sorry, we were told because it was easier to take just the big bus tour to go to all the sites we wanted to go to show all the Illuminati symbolism and all the corruption, instead of just taking taxis, we just took the big bus tour. You could get off that bus, get on another bus. We rode around for like half a day on one of those buses. Sorry, the Queen owns all the roads in England, and she's not allowing buses to go in this area of the city. We're riding on the big river ride back up, because it was quicker to go that way than taking a taxi as well. And they're saying, the Queen allows us to use her river. You know, no signage allowed. And, of course, no signage on the roads, because the Queen owns the whole country. But then they also own the dominant tabloids that make fun of themselves, that belittle themselves on purpose to make people not think they don't have any power. And just to see it, it's just so disgusting. A people cowed and worshiping their government. That's not patriotism. It isn't worshiping some inbred family. I told that woman who got in our face on the Tower, then guards ran over and got in our face. How dare you? Literally. And they advised us, too, in the city, the police. It is not allowed to talk about the monarchy. You have absolute free speech unless you speak with hate, unless you speak about the monarchy in a bad light, or unless you do anything else we don't like. Literally, it was just, other than that, you have absolute free speech. But don't say a word about the Queen, or we'll clap you in irons, you ravenous scum.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Latest Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Midas Resources, the real money, folks.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Okay, you've got my rant about what happened in England, and believe me, it pertains to everything. It's, you know, not just my tour of London. It's just massive news developments, so many important things that happened. Paul Watson will be joining us to talk about it in the second hour. We're going to go to Rick and Andrew and Terry and many others after this quick break. It's coming up in a few minutes. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. But here are the articles today. This is out of the Associated Press. Homeland Security nets more than 500 gang members in arrest. Federal authorities arrested 582 alleged gang members over the two-week period, officials said Monday, targeting an estimated 80 violent groups, they say, have spawned street crimes across the country. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff called the gangs a threat to our homeland and security, a very urgent law enforcement priority. Now, let me just stop right there. Within 2 months of the first Patriot Act passing, 3.5 years ago, there were articles where they were using it on pot dealers, you name it, in New York, Texas, all over, and they would not get warrants to do it. Homeland Security would carry it out. They would even call some of them before magistrate courts and say, you don't get to have a jury. We would post these articles in horror. It would be in the mainstream news, but never on the nightly news. Then we'd see politicians up on Fox and CNN and even in congressional hearings, in staged hearings, going, I challenge anyone to show me one example where this has been used in a non-terror-related case. You know you've all seen it on TV and read it in the paper. It's a conspiracy theory. Word for word. Phantoms of lost liberty. There's no such thing. It's totally made up. Oh, really? Go to PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Need to post this article in our own format. I notice it's just a link to InfoWars. I mean a link to Associated Press right now. And in 3 or 4 days, this article will go into the memory hole. And we need to have it posted in our format so folks who don't believe this a year from now can read it. We also need to post above it the link to the archive of Patriot Act and Homeland Security being used in non-terror-related cases. You know, with all the articles, vet complained too much, was arrested as terrorist. Homeland Security admits he didn't threaten anyone, but complaining hurts our homeland and our security. Quad City Times. Woman selling knockoff Rubik's Cubes, visited by Homeland Security, told she'd be arrested as a terrorist if she didn't take toys off shelves. When she asked, is this now terrorism? They said, yes, the entire infrastructure is the homeland. You have endangered it. You think I'm... Folks, I mean, they're all there. Topless bar owner gave a $4,000 contribution for more zoning spaces for parking. He was charged, not allowed to have a warrant during the search, because the Patriot Act was used, and what article was that? I mean, here's just a few of the better known ones. What article was that? That was, of course, a series of articles in the Las Vegas Review Journal. Listen, Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff, whose cousin writes hit pieces on me for Popular Mechanics, called the gangs a threat to our homeland security and a very urgent law enforcement priority. See, the homeland, folks, is going to be everything. And I saw Ridge 3 years ago on C-SPAN in a two-hour meeting say this. It'll be over your taxes, over your backyard. If you cut down a tree, it hurts the environment. That hurts the homeland. If you complain too much, that hurts the government, thus hurting the homeland. Stuff that isn't even normally criminal. See, they claim it wouldn't be used against, you know, criminal cases, only terror cases. And then, of course, the bills and legislation all said criminal. But see, now it's stuff that isn't even criminal. Investigators picked up most of the offenders between July 16th and July 28th on immigration violations for being in the United States illegally. 76 faced criminal charges ranging from illegal possession of a firearm, see, that's terrorism, to holding fraudulent documents. For far too long, these gangs have gone unchecked, flaunting all laws and demonstrating a blatant disregard for public safety, Chertoff said, announcing that arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agents, ICE, is an arm of the Homeland Security Department. So he says something about immigration there to make conservatives go, oh, it's those illegals. Folks, they do whatever they want. That's pure bull. I have been covering for the last 3 years what Homeland Security's been doing with gangs. It is just average criminal arrest. They call it a gang sweep when some 45-year-old construction worker gets caught with a pistol in his car because he lives in a dangerous neighborhood, okay? That's put into the gang investigation statistics, considered a gang crime. So, again, it's just more lives. Investigators targeted members of 27 states of what they considered to be the most violent street gangs, including Mara, Salventura, and MS-13, Bull. The Latin Kings, the Mexican Mafia, and the Border Brothers. Brown Pride and numerous others. Pure garbage. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Joseph in England, because he's on his own dime. You're calling from the McMurdle Air Station in Antarctica. You go to that line. If you're calling from Spain or, Chile, you go to the head of the line because it's your dime. Then we'll go to Rick and Andrew and Terry and Regina and others. Before we go any further today, I just want to go back and mention this. Homeland Security nets more than 500 gang arrests. Now, I thought they dealt with terrorists on the border, folks. Federal authorities arrested 582 alleged gang members. And you read down here, the crackdown is part of the ICE's ongoing Operation Community Shield campaign targeting gang activity with other federal and state authorities. So far, ICE has made 1,057 arrests as part of the sting. Now, look, we've got 30 million illegal aliens here, and some of these people they're arresting are vicious, cop-killing Mexican and Venezuelan and Nicaraguan and Colombian drug dealers and gangs. Great. Homeland Security is charged with terrorism. They're not really, but they said they were. And so we don't want we got the FBI, we got the state police, we've got just all these other, the DEA, we do not need these slash terror cops doing this. Number one. Number two, they selectively enforce, and a lot of what they're doing is just anti-gun stuff against, an old black man named Joe Brown. Okay? Rubik's Cube sellers. I mean, we already went over all this. People that complain too much. It's infrastructure protection. They're creating CIA liaison offices with the emergency and management centers in all the counties and cities, openly federalizing many police in your towns, giving them dual allegiances and dual powers and dual paychecks. It's very, very dangerous. So just next time you hear they're not using Homeland Security or they're not using the Patriot Act against American citizens, just research this for yourself. And again, Chertoff warns of nuclear terror. Homeland Security Secretary sees WMD threat as major concern. Give up all your rights. They're going to nuke you any minute, but the border stays wide open. Again, Bush wants a blanket total amnesty. And by the way, the head of MS-13, Los Zetas really controls the Mexican mafia and MS-13. That's been in the mainstream Texas papers, mainstream California papers. The cops locally have said this. They're not allowed to go after them. They're blowing up cars, killing cops, shooting. Over 100 have died in the last few months in Texas alone. 18 cops in the last month over the border, 5 in the last month on our side of the border. 5 cops dead last month in Texas. And they're being trained at these paramilitary U.S. military bases. The original Los Zetas were trained at Fort Benning, Georgia. Now the CIA is training larger cadres to go after their drug dealing competition to make sure CIA-controlled drug cartels are the only ones that get the drugs in. Because the prices are too low right now, and the globalists are very angry. Just like they'll put warlords in control of Afghanistan so they have a monopoly over heroin. Same thing with cocaine. So when you hear they're cracking down with the cops at one level on drug dealers that haven't been paying their cuts. On the other level, they got Los Zetas trained by the U.S. government killing them. That's all this is Homeland Security is one side of the anvil, and the hammer is Los Zetas. Hammer and anvil. Pressure from above and below. That's all that's happening here. All right, I've said enough on that. London bombing mastermind is MI6 agent, MI6 asset. We posted this yesterday at Infowars.com, and it's become one of the biggest stories on the web right now. Steve Watson wrote a detailed analysis of this breaking news report. Last night, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Terror expert 77 Mastermind was working for British intelligence group, was used by Brits in Kosovo in the late 1990s. I'm going to play this Fox News clip later. Now, this had already come out in a few newspapers. We had mentioned it last week. It had gotten no attention. But having the video of them admitting it on Fox caused a firestorm. Again, so much of what we do is just take stuff hidden in plain view, and then pointed out. Ever been looking for your sunglasses and they're sitting on top of your head? Ever been looking for your keys and they're in your back pocket? It's all, we were running drills at the exact same places, the exact same times, being bombed at the exact same locations. Just exact same thing, exact same day. Three things, exact same day, exact same time, exact same place. It's ridiculous. Same targets, simultaneous. Impossible. Classic MO of government op, using that as a smokescreen. And culpable, plausible deniability. And then now you have stuff like this. Now we have the whole archive, headline, MI6 protecting bin Laden, BBC, 3 years ago. We have number three in Al-Qaeda protected by MI6 and MI6 safe house on payroll. David Shaler, MI6, he's MI5, MI6 funds Al-Qaeda to carry out assassinations. We have the Congressional Report 99 by Alphonse D'Amato admitting that the U.S. government funded Al-Qaeda $25 million in 98 to attack the Serbs to start that war. Bin Laden leading the attacks. Everybody knows Bin Laden fought the Russians back in the 80s. It's the same. Folks, wake up. The July 29th edition of Fox News Channel's Dayside program revealed that the so-called mastermind of the 7/7 London bombings, Harun Rashid Aswat, is a British intelligence asset. Former Justice Department prosecutor and terror expert John Loftus revealed that the so-called Al-Mujahid Harun group, based in London, had formed during the Kosovo crisis, during which fundamentalist Muslim leaders, or what is now referred to as Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, were recruited by MI6 to fight in Kosovo. Again, they weren't recruited then, they were recruited before. in 1979, folks, anywhere they need a crisis, just like I say in Road to Tyranny or in martial law, you see these guys. Loftus stated that back in the late 90s, the leaders all worked for British intelligence. In Kosovo, believe it or not, British intelligence actually hired some al-Qaeda guys to help defend the Muslim rights in Albania and Kosovo. That's when Mujahran got started. So see, there's their spin. But then it admits that even weeks after the bombings, they're being protected, and then he's behind the bombings. We have previously revealed how former MI5 officer David Shaler has alleged, and French intel sources have corroborated, that the MI6 paid a Libyan al-Qaeda cell £100,000, or roughly $180,000 in 95, to assassinate Colonel Gaddafi. The use of the group that has come to be known as al-Qaeda as assets by intelligence services the world over is well documented. The London Independent also reported 2 days before the London bombings that MI5 had previously used the so-called al-Qaeda operatives as informants, allowing them to be left alone as a trade-off. This only came to light when Bishr al-Rari was captured by CIA and taken to the detention center at Guantanamo Bay. The original Independent link has now mysteriously been removed. John Loftus went on to spell out that British intelligence and the U.S. Department of Justice had protected Harun Rashid Aswat back in 1999. He came to America. The Justice Department wanted to indict him in Seattle because he and his buddy, again, we had a caller call in last Monday about this and we posted it, remember, were trying to set up a terrorist training school in Oregon. We've just learned that the headquarters of the U.S. Justice Department ordered the Seattle prosecutors not to touch Aswat. Apparently, Aswat was working for British intelligence. That's the Fox News terrorism expert. We have a photo of Harun Aswat, the so-called mastermind of London bombings, with radical cleric Abu Hazib al-Masari in the London cab on January 20th, 99, who our government protects. This information is startling and again highlights how al-Qaeda exists as an organized body only where the intelligence services have created, funded, and employed it. Loftus points out that several weeks before the London bombings, Aswat was again located by the South African Intel Agency, but again allowed to slip away, this time to London. He was in London when stuff went boom, boom. He was a British intelligence plant, so all of a sudden he disappears. He's in South Africa. We think he's dead. We don't know he's down there. Last month, the South African Secret Service comes across the guy. He's alive. The Brits know that the CIA wants to get a hold of him. That's bull. So what happens? He takes off again, goes right to London. He isn't arrested when he lands. He isn't arrested when he leaves. He's on the watch list. The only reason he could get away with that was if he was working for British intelligence. He was a wanted man. That's a quote. And they go into how he is an asset. These are Fox News quote. And I will add this note for Paul Watson and Steve. We need to add a synopsis at the top that states, as always, as in all other cases, they're government assets. And as we said, the first bombings of 7/7 look like it was patsies who thought they were taking part in a drill, and it looks like there were bombings inside, and then in some cases bombs under the trains. It blows up, and they just blame some innocent people. Classic op. The second wave of duds clearly links back to this MI6 asset. He gives duds to these people with criminal records, these known criminals, criminal types, criminal backgrounds, not, you know, devout Muslim backgrounds. They go drop off satchels, they're duds. Then they get rounded up, and the guy that hires them and runs the attacks is being protected. Now, folks, this is admitted. Do you understand that? You understand this is right out in the open? Let's go ahead and talk to, we need to add that point at the top of the article. That's very, very important. Let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in England. Joseph, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yeah, you're probably getting sick of hearing the English accent, so I'll be quick. I'm just calling basically just to back up what you're saying about the symbolism stuff in London. I mean, you're certainly not kidding about that, because I was there a few months ago, and pretty much everywhere you turn, there's snakes and skulls, and you've got the London Eye, you know, domineering over the whole sort of city. basically. And,
well, I mean, listen, I didn't go over there. Just like I didn't go to New York to confront David Gergen, the Karl Rove of four administrations, and have him blow up about rituals, which he admittedly attends. That just happens. Well, I'm in London. Are you still there?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. Your phone's cutting in and out. I'm in London, and always there's Mithra. Even the tour guides admit, yeah, that's Mithra, you know, that the Romans founded London after Mithra. It's a Mithra city. She's the big goddess, and she always looks down on a giant obelisk, black or gray obelisk, that says, sacrifice the glorious brotherhood of death. And then everywhere you go, black obelisk, Mithra looking down on it, smiling, skulls everywhere, a giant spike saying, we killed William Wallace, and we'll kill you. Satanic dragons everywhere guarding the city. Huge upside-down crosses and weird pentagrams. I mean, it was everywhere. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I mean, you're certainly right. I mean, like I said, there's one area particularly near the Temple Bar area, and you've got Temple Court and Temple of Mithras, all that kind of stuff.
And I didn't even have time, because I was so busy doing interviews, to go over there. I mean, the point is, wherever I was, this stuff was there.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
Well, the Knight Templars don't exist. They just have a giant temple right there in the old city of London.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to love people, you know, they're so ignorant.
Yeah. I mean, I was there for like 5 days, and I barely scratched the surface. I mean, everywhere you go, there's this symbolism. Even if you're not particularly into the occult, you've got to understand that these people are. That's the main point to emphasize.
There's open black magic symbols everywhere. I mean, I have purchased in my research to make Bohemian Grove film, Dark Secrets, and I went to the Library of Tex-Mars. He has a huge office just full of crates of this stuff, and, you know, all the weird little symbols they have in magic and black magic, it's everywhere. It's on the bridges, it's seals or signets or, I guess, satanic logos everywhere.
Yeah, I mean,
say the glorious brotherhood of death, Mithra smiling down over it.
I mean, I've got a neighbor who died recently. He was a 33 degree Mason, and luckily enough for me, they were throwing out a lot of his old stuff, and I was basically going through it, and the symbolism, it kind of ties in all those sort of secret societies that a lot of people would say are independent, but they're not. It's the same network. It's the same symbolism.
Well, it's just like maybe one out of 1,000 Masons or less reaches 33rd degree. Most of the Masons are good people, don't know what they're part of. I've had a lot of family that were Masons. They're good Christian people. So they hear us say this and go, we're a bunch of liars. But they don't know that there's 33rd degree and then hundreds of degrees above that. They've been kept in the dark. And exactly, it's just like the head of the CFR is the head of the Trilateral Commission, is on the steering committee of Bilderberg, is on the Royal Institute of International Affairs, is on the Endowment for the Arts, is the chairman of the Committee for the Sciences. Literally, it's a couple hundred people that are on the boards and the heads of everything.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, but you were saying that you're putting together a film, you know, that's actually going to be sort of, you know, generally focused on the occult, because that'd be a good idea with that, because, you know, I'd definitely look forward to seeing that. I think a lot of people, you know, would like it, if kind of like Dark Secrets, that was a good one, because it covered sort of, you know, the Bohemian Grove aspect. It'd be good to sort of cover other aspects as well, like Skull and Bones.
What do you think of this new revelation that the mastermind of the two waves of bombings is MI6 and openly being protected right now?
Well, yeah, I mean, they said that he was an asset, whatever the hell that means. But,
and they're just not going to arrest him, sorry.
No, I mean, it's always the same handy people that they use. I mean, that alone is you know, has got to be concerning for anybody who says, you know, poo-poos it kind of thing, so it's all a load of rubbish that, you know, the government would do this. Well,
but I mean, we were emailed last week a Seattle Times article from 99 where the feds were blowing up going, this guy's got terror training camps. We can't arrest him. And the higher up said, no, you can't. You know, we have a train of this guy being protected. And then he's able to go out and hire some moron goons to go set off basically firecrackers, and the government clearly blew up innocent people on 7/7. That was a government op. You know, this guy wasn't even involved. It never ends. I mean, we caught him red-handed, Joseph.
Yeah. But there is one last thing. I'll kick myself if I don't mention it. It's been barely covered by the media. I don't know if you've ever heard of a German media company, a massive company called Bertelsmann. Probably you might have heard of it,
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah, basically, last month, it was July, they basically took over the administrative, facilities of the East Riding of Yorkshire, the council. And I'm not saying it's been, purposefully smokescreened by the London bombs, but it's definitely...
Well, let's be specific. You've got foreign private companies taking over the administration of cities.
Yeah, well, it's the East Riding of Yorkshire. I mean, all you have to do is type in East Riding Nazi Takeover and you'll find out a lot of things like UKIP have mentioned it, but the mainstream media haven't. But the
specifically,
thing,
what's been taken over?
Well, the East Riding, it's an actual section of Yorkshire. It's,
that's what I thought you were saying, yes.
Yeah. Oh,
for those that don't know, the British wrote the book on privatization. All that is the Crown going, I'm privatizing, I'm going to give this to my cousin, Lord Wilford. Lord Plumfoot, you get the rest. That's all it is. Government socializes the wealth to get control of it, then hands it out to their buddies. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Gina and others, your calls are coming up. Yeah, I mean, that's what mercantilism is. That's what they claim capitalism, they claim capitalism's free market. It's really not, folks. Big, giant institutions gather around and a fascist government with a dictator or an oligarchy, a set of oligarchs, a group of commanders, a group of kingpins, or a royal house. That's what it's all modeled after. And then they just dole out the administration of everything to their friends and cronies and then feed the entire wealth of the population in the country back into themselves. And again, when the serfs started getting out of slavery, they created communism to con the serfs back into slavery. And that's all they've done here. And yes, I was aware that they're just giving the administration of whole cities over to private interest. Most of our water districts, the majority owner of water districts in the U.S. that have governmental power, by the way, are German and Dutch companies now. And everything's being bought up. And they come into something you paid for with your tax money that you built. And then the private politicians, their wives or their daughters or their cousins, get $500,000 a year jobs on average with that company one day or 1 week. Sometimes they're a little less obvious, 1 year after they pass a law signing it over to them for nothing. And your roads are being signed over to them right now, and most of it's foreign countries. Spain just bought a bunch of our roads. Germany, England's buying them. And that's just like England. The roads are owned by the Queen. The rivers are owned by the Queen. You pay her tolls, everything you do. But they don't have any power. No, they just own the roads and the rivers and almost all the land. You know, flying over England, almost everything is green and untouched. Because almost no one owns land but the Queen and the Lords. Everybody's herded into these little compact cities. And then they own most of that land, too. And you pay exorbitant, outrageous prices for it. And there'll be families, serf families, you know, the stewards of the land that still live on the noble's property. You know, they've been living there for 1,000 years. They still live there. They own nothing. They have nothing. This is the New World Order, and that's how we're going to live here in America. And they call it capitalism. It's really neo-mercantilism. You know, Mussolini said it shouldn't be called fascism, it should be called corporatism. Well, corporatism shouldn't be called corporatism, it should be called neo-mercantilism. It is a mercantile, imperially controlled system. But to get us into the system, they had to socialize the wealth, to get us dependent, and now that they have socialized everything in the government, now they get to privatize and hack it up and hand it off to themselves and claim that the government is being reduced in size, when in truth, the corporations are just becoming the government. We'll come back and we'll talk to, we'll go right to Rick and Andrew and Terry and Regina. Then later in the next hour, we got Paul Watson coming on. There's so much news. I'm going to play this clip, too, off Fox News, where they admit that the MI6 asset, who they're protecting, helped orchestrate the bombings, and they're not allowed to arrest him. Of course they can't arrest Bin Laden or this guy. They've done a good job for the globalists, keeping the slaves in fear. Before I end this hour, just briefly, my new film, Martial Law, is out. It is my best work. You're crazy if you don't get it, and it makes this broadcast possible. So I hope you'll go to Infowars.com and order it via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. That's Infowars.com, Infowars.com. Watch free clips of the films. Read about the films. Look at all the different specials and discounts we offer. It's a great video. I challenge you to get it. And yes, we need your support. Or call toll-free to get the films. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or watch it all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Second hour coming up.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.